Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brown's back practicing, coming up in the hour. They're going to be back on the practice field in Berea. Bye week, schmy week. It's over. Back to football. Here we go. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin.
Wow, I am really pumped up after that speech.
I'm guessing Scott Petrick is too. He covers the Browns for the Chronicle Telegram. He writes all of his work is available at brownzone.com. Bye week's over, Scott. Here we go.
Woo. I know. I'm heading out to practice right now.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, man.
He's pumped. Well, he didn't say that, but he's pumped. I'm going to go ahead and say it for you.
I miss practice when they don't practice.
See? There you go. So riddle me this one, my friend.
Yeah.
Bye weeks, especially in the middle of the season, always seem to be a great time to take a look at your football team and maybe tweak some things, maybe adjust some things. If you're Kevin Stefanski, you got anything big that you want to adjust as you get done and you get ready to play the Jets coming up on Sunday?
I mean, you look at, could he change play calling? Could he give that to Tommy Rees? To me, that'd be the biggest adjustment he could make. I'm not convinced that that would have a positive impact, but I think that's the biggest change. You know, you look at personnel, and there's nobody to change on the offensive line. You know, the running backs are fine. Dylan Sampson started to get more touches recently anyway. What do you do at receiver? And if Cedric Tillman comes back this week, as Kevin Stefanski thought he would when we talked to him last week, I mean, that's an addition to your receiver room, but I just don't know who else you can put in. You know, is Luke Flory the answer? Is Caden Davis the answer off the practice squad? More Malachi Corley? I mean, those are the kind of options that the Browns have, and I just don't know if any of those options is great as you're trying to find a way to jumpstart this passing game.
All right, what are we doing tomorrow? Are they making any moves by 3 o'clock? I hear the story over the weekend. We're buyers, and I'm like, I'm not buying that for a minute. You tell me.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it would make sense for them to try to get a receiver in there. I mean, I just laid out the reasons the receiver and core is not any good right now, and it's not very good. And I think if you're trying to evaluate these quarterbacks and figure out a way to win some games, adding a receiver would be a great idea. I don't know how feasible that is, you know, what you would have to give up to get one. Would you take a guy? You'd want a guy that's signed beyond this year. So I wouldn't rule that out for the Browns because I do think that makes sense short-term and long-term. But I would think they'd be more likely to trade a piece or two. I don't think we're going to see a blockbuster, but it wouldn't shock me if David Njoku or Shelby Harris and or Malik Collins, Wyatt Teller, like those kind of guys, older guys, most of those guys are in the last year of their contracts. I just think Andrew Berry will make a trade or two, but I wouldn't expect anything huge.
If anybody in their estimation is not going to be back here next year, Scott, with a record of 2-6, I have no hesitation about trading anybody who I don't think will be here next year. Do you?
Well, I get your point, Jeff, and I'm leaning toward agreeing with you. However, you know, you are still trying to win some games. You're trying to evaluate this coaching staff. You're trying to evaluate these quarterbacks. So I just don't think you can give away guys that are key contributors. Like, if you trade Wyatt Teller for a sixth-round draft pick, is that sixth-round pick really going to help? Whereas the guy that replaces him, we assume, is a step down because he's not starting. And Dylan Gabriel isn't protected. Or Shedeur Sanders isn't protected.
Now, see, I agree with you on that. To me, if you're going to trade a guy who's playing for you for a sixth, you're just wasting your time and you're not helping your team at all.
I agree. And I think that goes for most guys that I mentioned. Even David Njoku. David Njoku has a huge role on this team as a blocker in the run and the pass games. They would miss him if they traded him. So the value you get in return has to be worth worsening your team for the final nine games. And I get that they're probably not going to the playoffs, but I do think you have to keep that in mind. So I don't think I'm trading one of those type of players for anything below, you know, a fourth round, third round pick. Like, that would be my goal. I just don't value those fifth and sixth and seventh rounders. I'm sure I don't value them as much as Andrew Berry, and it would not be enough for me to just have some kind of quote-unquote fire sale.
You think there are players out there that they wish they could have drafted who they might be able to get for some of their excess picks in the fifth round and beyond next year?
Yeah, I mean, that's the hope, right? I mean, we always go back to that Amari Cooper trade where they got Amari Cooper for a fifth-round pick. Now you got to be willing to pay a guy a lot of times, but the, you know, Haslams don't have an issue with that. I'm sure that that's the goal of adding those late middle and late round picks. But that doesn't always come to fruition, and you wind up with all these picks. And I get that there's value in them, right? You can package them to move up or down. You can use one to get a pick in the future round, right? If you trade one during the 26th draft for a 27th pick, like, I get that there is value to them. I just don't think there's enough value to give away really prized players.
What's the goal for the rest of the season? I know it's a big, broad question, but I just, what's the goal? I'm sitting here trying to figure this out with the quarterbacks. Fans want to see Shedeur Sanders. What is the goal?
Well, I'm having a hard time separating the wins and losses versus the bigger picture, because every Sunday and every Monday, people are mad when the Browns lose and the offense doesn't score. So it can't all be about the future. If it is all about the future, then we have to stop talking about these games like they matter.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that's the way you approach an NFL season. And we're judging Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry on wins and losses. So do they not matter this year? I think that's a really key point. So I do think wins and losses matter. I think there's games on the schedule that the Browns should win, or at least have a really good chance to win, starting with Sunday against the Jets, and then they have the Titans, and they have the Raiders, right? Three teams with records the same as theirs or worse than theirs. So there's a chance to win games even if you're not, you know, going to the playoffs. And I do think that's important. And then it's about evaluating these young guys. And that starts with both quarterbacks who, you know, unless they get on a run, I would expect we see Shedeur Sanders at some point, relatively soon, I would think. And then it's the rest of these young guys, you know. And, okay, can this guy step in? Is he really a foundational piece? Does Dylan Sampson have what it takes to be the number two that, you know, when they drafted him, I think they wanted him to be, but I'm not sold on that yet. I think that's the second part of this evaluation period from the last nine games.
Scott Petrak joining us from the Chronicle Telegram, brownzone.com, where you can find all of Scott's work, and that does a great job of covering the team. You just said unless they go on a run, is that the only way Dylan Gabriel hangs on to this thing and keeps Shedeur off the field? Because I'll be honest, Scott, I think you do. I know I do. I think Andy does. I'd love to see Shedeur Sanders play. I want to see some answers. However, I'd rather see great quarterback play from the guy who's playing quarterback right now. How can Dylan keep Shedeur off the field, or can he not?
Yeah, I think the easiest way is if they went on a run. And, you know, if he starts winning games, if they start winning games with him at quarterback, then it's awfully difficult to make that switch,
especially if
they remain in the playoff discussion, right? At least when it's possible, and nobody seems to be running away with the division. So I think that's the easiest way. Now, if Gabriel starts to play really well, which he hasn't done, and they still lose, then I guess there's an argument to be made. Hey, he's a third-round pick. They have the two first-round picks next year. You know, everybody thinks, or at least I think, they're lined up to take a quarterback. Do you need to see more of Gabriel to get a fuller evaluation? And I understand that. And then the third factor would be the preparedness of Shedeur Sanders. And I don't mean like from a he's not working hard enough standpoint. I mean, is he ready? Is he ready to go execute what the Browns need him to do? And if they don't think he is inside the building, then that's another reason you stick with Gabriel. But I think even then, the math changes at some point where it's just like you have to see what you have. Put him on the field. Maybe he's a gamer. You know, even if he's not, hasn't maybe shown what you want to see in practice, maybe it comes out in the game. And I think at some point the season is enough of a lost cause that there's no damage in putting in Shedeur Sanders.
Is that, like, what's the trigger, though, that's going to make this thing? Like, everything you laid out, I totally agree with. I think the same thing. I don't know what the trigger is going to be. And if you go back to Kevin's press conference last week, he didn't sound like he was budging on what they're doing at quarterback.
He didn't, but, you know, they're also heading into the bye, and I think he just wanted to quiet that conversation. Like, I think for being around Kevin now for going on 6 years, like, he wants to quiet that as early as he can. And then when he has to switch it, he'll switch it. Like, he didn't talk about Joe Flacco getting benched. And then one day he left the door open, and then 2 days or the next day was the move, right? So I think that's just how he operates. I think the trigger, it makes, if the Browns keep losing and Dylan Gabriel can.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Continues to struggle. Then to me, it's like three more games. You start him for three more games. That would give him seven starts. and then it would give Shedeur Sanders, assuming he stayed healthy, the final six games. It feels like an equitable split. You saw a pretty good chunk of Dylan Gabriel, not that seven games is the end-all, but at least it's seven games, almost half a season. Then you give Shedeur Sanders a pretty good run. And, you know, when I talk about him not being ready, that's just because when the Browns drafted him, they thought he had a long way to go, right? The whole learning Mandarin from learning English. He didn't come from a complicated system. So I know that he's closed that gap, and I'm sure he's way closer to being ready, or maybe he's ready, and he says he is, right, to be the guy. I just haven't heard the Browns go out and say that, yes, we're ready to put him in. But when they make that switch, if they make that switch, I'm sure that that would be their talking point, and they would feel he is ready to go operate their offense. So if things don't change, you know, I don't think it goes longer than 3 or 4 more weeks with Dylan Gabriel.
Huh. Scott, you think they take a quarterback next year with one of those first-round picks? I think they take one with one of those first-round picks. We'll see if they do. But I will say, this doesn't feel right to me. Does this feel right to you, or could you see adjusting? Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, somebody they take with a first-round pick, and Deshaun Watson going into the offseason program together?
That does not feel right to me.
It doesn't, does it?
No. No, and, you know, I mean, Watson's the first thing that doesn't feel right. Like, I've always thought that this coming offseason would be when they parted ways and they decided to, you know, take their medicine with the huge salary cap hit. But even both Gabriel and Sanders, I don't know if that's, you know, especially if you draft a guy in the first round, like, I just don't know if that's the composition of your quarterback room. Yeah, it just doesn't feel right at first blush.
I agree. Could you see one of the two young guys here now, Dylan or Shedeur, being traded in the offseason?
Yeah, I don't know what kind of market there would be, but I could certainly see that. You know, and we have to keep in mind that who knows who's going to be making these decisions, right? I mean, if it's Andrew Berry and it's the current regime, then we know that they like Dylan Gabriel more than Shedeur Sanders coming out. And that opinion could change at any time. It could change in the last part of the season if Sanders plays great, right? Maybe in their minds he moves up. Maybe Gabriel's fallen off enough in their minds. But we know that that's how they felt, at least, you know, in April, and I think even until now, right, because he's been ahead of Shedeur Sanders on the depth chart. So I would think that Sanders would be more likely to be traded given that history. But if it's a different coach and a different GM, they could have a completely different evaluation of Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel. So I just think it's way too early to forecast that.
Scott Petrak joining us from the Chronicle-Telegram. So you get a division where you're 3 games back, Scott. Number-wise, okay, you know, mathematically you still might be in it. We haven't seen anything out of this offense that makes us think that they're still in it. So if you're Kevin Stefanski, are you trying to win games? Are you trying to look at talent? Do you think they've received word from management ownership that they're good to go for next year? Or do you think that's still hanging out there? Because it might affect the way you do some things. I don't know.
Sure. Well, I think the coach is always trying to win. Now, you could still try to win and play younger guys, and that's an organizational decision. And we've seen that. I mean, they already got 14 rookies right on the roster. They're already playing a bunch of young guys.
Yeah.
I don't know how much younger they could get. I mean, we could pick a couple spots. No, okay, you know, do you really want to see Zach Zinter and sit down one of your high-paid guards? I mean, I don't know how much sense that makes, but that is out there, right? He's a young guy you haven't seen. So I don't know about that. But when it comes to – just because they're so young as it is, when it comes to the assurance – I don't think they've gotten that assurance. I know that the Haslams have said all along that they really like Berry and Stefanski, and, you know, they favor continuity, and they trust these guys, and they know they're smart. But I don't think they've been told, yes, you're coming back regardless. And I just think that's not the reality. Even if they had been told that, and they finished 2-15 after 3-14, and we already know how the fans are feeling about this season, that's a hard sell. So I think there's plenty of time for the Haslams to change their minds. And I don't think this decision will be made until we get much closer or till the end of the season.
Scott, thank you, buddy. Enjoy practice.
Thanks, it's
always fun. Scott Petrak joining us on the fan hotline from the Chronicle-Telegram, brownzone.com. Game 7 of the World Series was one of the coolest baseball games I think you could ever ask for.
It had everything.
It was really cool. And I didn't find myself rooting for Toronto. I didn't find myself rooting for the Dodgers. I kind of said going into the series I was rooting for baseball. Baseball won. Baseball won this thing. The Blue Jays played a great series. They didn't win. Losing the last two at home is tough. I mean, that's painful. Isn't that painful?
Yeah, I think we know what that feels like. Yep.
Yeah, we have that idea.
Yeah, unfortunately.
We could go into so many different aspects of this game seven.
But did you have a favorite part of the game? I mean, I don't know. You know, I did.
Complete disclosure, I didn't see most of the game.
Oh, you didn't?
I was out of town and out to dinner with my family because that's the way it went down. But I went back and I watched, and I've mentioned this before, MLB.com does extensive, huge highlight packages.
Yeah.
But I was kind of watching where I was and everything else.
Yeah.
I was following along on my phone. And then I went back and I saw everything that happened and all the, it was unbelievable.
Okay, so I don't, because I went back and watched that big highlight thing on it too a little bit later because I was in and out. And but when Bo Bichette hit the home run in the third.
By the way, I was in a different time zone.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know how people on the West Coast enjoy sports.
Why?
Game starts at 5.
Okay.
You got stuff you're doing.
Oh, no way. I loved it. Mountain time zone, loved it.
I was in the Pacific time zone.
Loved Mountain time zone. Made life easy. It
drove me nuts. I couldn't see anything.
All right, so Bichette hits the home run in the third, right?
By the way, regular season, he's getting drilled the next time he comes up.
Okay, so that was my whole point.
Wow.
Right? And so, I mean, he watched the ball hit his bat and then enjoyed every second of it. And I'm like, man, that is really, really cocky to be like that in the third inning of a game.
Yeah.
It's one thing if it's a walk-off. I could maybe understand that.
And
I
think it's terrible to throw at a guy, but somebody would have drilled him.
Well, and so, I mean, we all know Jimenez Jimenez paid the price for him watching that. Yeah. And I love the fact that they did that in a game 7 of the World Series. Like, to me, that was like, that's the defining moment of the unwritten rules of the little things in baseball. Because I was like, man, I can't believe Bichette just did that. It's so early in the game.
You really think Jimenez paid the price?
Yes, I think Jimenez paid the price.
It led to the...
Don't you? I mean, he threw
it didn't,
all...
It didn't happen right away.
Yeah, well, you're waiting for the ninth hitter, right? That's what you're doing. Someone's going to pay the price for your cockiness. And that's why, I mean, the benches did clear. Mayor, what'd you think? Did Jimenez pay the price for Bichette sitting there and watching it? Someone was going to pay the price because that was super egotistical to do it.
I don't know. I did kind of feel bad for Jimenez, like in that moment.
I did
too.
But
also at the same time, and I hate this because this is like the hockey person in me where I'm just like, yes, fight.
Right.
You know? I thought the benches clearing was a little.
First of all, fights in baseball are ridiculous, anyways.
The benches clearing was a little. It was a little over dramatic, I think, for benches clearing in that moment.
But don't you think that was because of Bichette? I mean, I'm telling you, he sat there and watched that home run.
It was really.
It was really bad.
It was really
bad. Go back and watch it.
It was really blatant.
Because that was the first thing I thought of when it happened. Because I was like, man, that's an awesome home run. It was a great swing. It was a good at bat. And then I'm like, wow. Man, he just admired the... And by the way, the baseball gods don't lie when you do stuff like that. Maybe.
There were a lot of things that... It turned into an epic game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But there were some things in it that made me think, wow, was that a good idea? And let's start with Ohtani on short rest. This is a guy who's had two Tommy John injuries, surgeries, and he's coming back on short rest. Are you better off going with your guy who's not on short rest, who would be his normal turn, you know, because Ohtani got taken out in the third, and he wasn't sharp. A lot of times these guys just aren't sharp.
So, but what were you asking for out of him? He gave you 51 pitches,
yeah,
right?
I know, but maybe you were asking, you weren't asking for three runs in three innings. I know that.
Well, it was one swing of the bat.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know, but you brought him back on short rest. He left it up. Glass now, pitch in relief. He was great. Yamamoto coming back the next day. Andy, that's
Scherzer
that's
starts?
Nuts.
You start Scherzer? What is he, 106?
Yeah, except for one thing. It's Max Scherzer. And I know he's not been the greatest, but I need a big game. I don't mind throwing Max Scherzer. And he did a good job.
I was looking back at his numbers with the Mets, and you're like, oh, man.
Yeah, no, but he did a good job.
They only got 54 pitches out of him.
Well, they only got 54 because that's the way they were managing it, which I thought was maybe a little tight. I don't know. Because every time if you got a guy who's going, you let him go. You know what I mean? And because every pitcher you bring in, it's like, well, let's hope this guy has it. Let's hope this guy has it. And I don't know if I'd have taken Scherzer out or not. Ohtani, after the three-run homer, he just wasn't sharp, you know, overall. Walked a couple of guys. So I think that was interesting. I felt terrible for Shane Bieber. Guy just left a breaking ball up, you know, and got hit out. So that was rough. But and I will say I found myself pulling for the Dodgers late just because the stuff they did. And I thought Dave Roberts made some really nice moves. Managerial wise, the Yamamoto thing to me is fascinating, Andy. How in the world do you pitch one game and go six and then come back the next day and pitch almost three full innings? That's unbelievable.
It was great. I mean, it really was a great game. It was a great series. It was a lot of fun. I mean,
it was great for baseball.
Muncy's home run. Oh my God, that thing brought down rain.
Man, there were some shots.
Muncy hits that home run, and I'm saying to myself, man, they were celebrating way too early in Toronto. You can't. I mean, they're up 3-0 early on, and you're like, then it's 3-1.
Yeah,
and I'm like, they still have. Yamamoto waiting if they need to throw him.
I'm sorry, man. That was stunning that he came back the next day.
It's game 7 of the World Series. It didn't matter.
I know that. I know that, Andy. You know that.
Yes.
I get it.
That's why I love game 7 of the World Series.
But it's just
rid
this.
Of all the stupid rules of baseball.
It's rule of baseball, but protect.
Bob Feller could go out there every night and pitch, Jeff. Every night. Pitch for years. Served a war in between, came back and pitched every night. Those were men. Oh, I can only throw 46 pitches tonight. Come on, man. Love it. It's a game that's meant to be played every day.
I get it. It's just that in this day and age, the way that pitchers' arms blow out and the way that pitchers are handled, it was interesting. It was an interesting strategy, and it certainly paid off. So I give him credit for that. But now you tell me.
Okay.
Is it bad for baseball that the Dodgers are repeat champs?
No, I don't think
I don't either. I don't think so.
I was
either.
Really rooting for Don Mattingly to get a World Series ring. Why I suddenly cared about Don Mattingly, I have no idea. And I saw the stat last week about all of the years that he's been involved in baseball, and he's never reached the pinnacle of getting the ring, and he was so close. So close. We should make him an honorary Clevelander, right?
Because he got so close.
So close. No cigar.
I don't think it's bad for baseball. In fact, I often think it's good for baseball or any sport to have a team that is kind of like a dynasty type team.
It's good?
I think people pay more attention to the game. I really do.
Maybe because you get superstars when you have dynasties?
Well, it's like Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
You know, everybody pays attention to the Chiefs.
They're kind of likable. I mean, Kansas City's a likable team, too.
Well, but
there's really no reason to not like
Kansas City. I oddly think the Dodgers are a likable team. Freddie Freeman seems like a great dude. You know,
yeah.
He's always great in his media stuff. Dave Roberts.
I like Dave Roberts.
I do, too. Yeah. Was a Guardian or an Indian for like a week.
He was never a Guardian, Jeff. He was always an Indian.
He was an Indian for like a week.
Even if it was just for 1 minute, they handed him his jersey.
Well, he actually played. I know they spend money, and I know that's, you know, they have money to spend. Drove me nuts, by the way, seeing Magic Johnson work his way up in front of the cameras afterwards. what gets me every time. But I just...
Talk about little things.
Yeah, I know. I thought, there he is. Okay. Knew he had to climb up on stage, and he did. I just think the way they spend money and reload on things, they could be around for a pretty good chunk of time. They have a really nice team, a lot of talent, and if they don't, they can go get new talent, you know? And it made me think about our team a little bit, too. We're talking about baseball. What a World Series. 11 innings for Game 7. And
2 extra inning games, 1 18 inning game. It was a great series.
It was a great series.
It was fun.
And it wasn't just that it went into extra innings. It's the way it went into extra innings. The drama of everything involved all game long. It wasn't just, you know, it just wasn't the big home run that tied it up. You know, 2 outs away from the World Series, winning the whole thing.
Oh,
boom, home run.
I think
run.
We know this story.
Oh, my God.
The hard part was hearing people say best game 7 ever, knowing that we thought we played the best game 7 ever, even though we lost.
Several of them.
Yeah.
Several.
Oh, that's right, too.
Yeah. 97.
Thanks for bringing me down. It's another Depression
outside
Monday.
Outside the stadium in Miami, watching them wheel the World Series trophy into the Indians locker room with Dick Jacobs following it. Then all of a sudden it goes back the other way.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks
Cleveland
for
is in Cleveland.
Memory.
Hi, Cleveland.
Cleveland, please take me out of my depression.
Oh, man, I can't do that because, it's okay because I wanted the Dodgers to win anyway.
Well, good for you.
Because I'm not a out of the country fan and going against any of my teams. I'm just funny. I'm a veteran, so I'm just funny like that.
The whole Canadians
we're tight with the Canadians, though.
I understand that, but you know, it's just the way I look at it myself, and it's personal. But at the same time, I heard something earlier, and you guys just mentioned it. A guy was talking about on the earlier show how he was convinced that the Blue Jays have gone through it worse than the Indians and Guardians have gone through. And he didn't have to, at his age, he didn't have to go through what I went through in 95 with the last pitch to win a game. So
97.
I'll let it go, and then I'll go on ahead. Sorry if I depress you more, man.
That's all right, Cleveland. It was 97. Standing outside the stadium, getting ready to work.
Go ahead, Jeff. Tell us all the rest of it.
Goes that World Series trophy.
Are you done?
The Heis is on the Upper East Side. Hello, Heis.
Hey, boys. How we doing?
Well, bud. Good to have you with us.
Glad to be here. Love the World Series, but I hate the umpires as usual.
And they hate you too, so it feels mutual. It's good.
You know, when are they going to use the technology?
Next year. Next year.
Yeah, but I know, but it's only like two tries or whatever. You know, can you just keep going until you miss twice? Is that what it is?
It's a good system. You get a mulligan.
I don't know. Do you get your appeal back if you win?
Yeah.
Okay, you keep going.
So you can keep going on that, and it should show up.
As long
as
the umpire keeps making mistakes, you're good to go. As long as you challenge. You have to punch your helmet twice. That's the sign for review.
Okay, and then, there was the one game in this series, in the first inning. They got to the pitcher, but there was that high pitch, and the umpire called them out against Toronto. You know, it was in L.A., and it just would have set the whole inning. Instead, and they got the double play on the next play.
Yep.
Instead of having like first and second and nobody out. I don't know. Do you remember that?
No. It's
been going on since the beginning of baseball, though, Heis.
Guys make mistakes.
I know, but it also it showed you need home run hitters. When you fall behind, you have to have the threat of a home run. And Toronto, really, they only had the two guys. They had Bichette and Flaherty and the Indians. We need home run hitters.
And Heis, thanks, buddy.
Heis, good stuff, man.
Well, that was one thing that I wanted to talk about.
I'm checking for the Canadians on the roster, on the Blue Jays roster. I can't find any.
Why was it? You tell me, Andy. Don't yell at me.
Okay.
Why was it while watching the series, I thought, you know, the Guardians aren't as far away from this as...
Because Toronto was able to turn it around so fast that they weren't very good last year. And that they were able to just instantly turn
this honestly,
thing around.
I was thinking the Guardians aren't that far away.
Sorry, you're allowed to. No, they're not.
You've got a good rotation. You have a good bullpen. They always seem to be able to tweak a good bullpen to make it better. They have plenty of starting pitching. They need about three bats. Can you find three guys? That Chris Antonetti, I think those are your marching orders for the offseason. Find three bats.
I think senior correspondent Ed could find three bats for you. I guarantee it. Because that's how good he is. Oh, yeah.
Hello, Ed.
Senior correspondent Ed is on the air.
I'm dusting off my vocal cords.
Does that work? Concerned.
Where you been, man?
Well, you know, I'm just observing and listening. So, but okay.
He's in the weeds,
series.
Man.
Was awesome, wasn't it?
You know, I'll just say this. Game 7 turns out to be everything of baseball. Pitching, hitting, managerial decisions.
Defense?
You know, defense. Yeah, it was everything. And, you know, and heroes were born. You know, I mean, they put Rojas in because the other guy can't hit. He hits a home run to tie the game.
And then makes a great defensive play.
Yeah, he makes Dave Roberts look like a genius. And, you know, I think Jim Trussell said, every play is great until you run it. And you don't know until it happens, you know. And
he also said the most important play is the punt, which I agree with.
Yeah, well, they don't punt in baseball, you know. So that's one thing.
They could.
In case you didn't know.
I'm not sure.
I thought that, you know, I went to the first Mariners Blue Jays game, you know, and they had the lead. But the thing is, Toronto had guys to hit the ball out of the park. We don't have enough of those guys, and I agree. We need three bats. We need a right fielder. You know, we need
center fielder.
Nothing against center fielder, which we've had a few guys like Bradley Zimmer. Hint, hint. Anyway,
thanks.
But well, you know, it's been a while, so. But I thought everything happened in every inning, and you know, you thought the Blue when the Dodgers took, you know, they hit the home run, and the Blue Jays come back. And what about Ernie Clement? How about that guy? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just.
He only had, 27 hits in the playoffs?
It looked like he had it won.
And,
you know?
And
a great defensive play.
The Andy Baskin all-time tough guy baseball award goes to?
Yes.
George Springer.
That's right. He taped an aspirin to it, and he came right back out there. That's all it was. It was a bare baby aspirin on top of it. He didn't even need four extra strength.
Put some horse liniment on her and went out there and played, you know, but it's just, it was a fantastic thing. And having been in Toronto, they were excited. I felt bad. I got relatives up there and all that kind of stuff. But you know, it really was the best baseball. And you thought, you know, Ohtani didn't look so good and they beat him up a little bit. And then unfortunately Shane gives up the game winning home run, you know, but that's the historic, agony and the ecstasy of baseball.
Ed, you agree? Three bats for our team.
We need three bats. Well, you know, before the season ended here, I predicted, not to you guys, but, you know, we'll get there. We'll get close. We just don't have the big bat when we need to. And you don't know who that is, but you need the potential for that. And hopefully, you know, when you start three rookies, right, in the last game of the playoffs. I mean, what's that tell you? You know, I mean, I think they got to find guys, you know. But
good, Ed.
Just one of those kind of things.
Thank you, senior correspondent, Ed.
I cleared my dust off my throat, and for Baskin and Phelps, for baseball, senior correspondent Ed from Edina, on 92.3, The Fan.
Well done, Ed. Wow. Guy's a pro.
Wow. That was impressive.
Guy's a pro.
He is a pro.
Chris is in downtown Cleveland. Chris.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Three bats, Chris. I want three bats.
Three bats sounds great, but three bats is also a third of the lineup. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not that simple.
I didn't say it was going to be simple.
right. I'm just saying, you know, on one hand, it's only three guys. On the other hand, that's a third of the lineup. And the other thing is they got to be decent bats because you're right. We need some bats. But these guys got to be able to field, too. I mean, we saw, you know, in the wild card round against the Tigers, that what, like two or three costly fielding errors that ended up, you know, costing us a couple of games and eventually the series. But, you know, and something else that was kind of interesting with this series was, and it was awesome. It was so much fun. But it was interesting to see, like you mentioned, Clement and Bieber and, you know, Jimenez and all these guys. And even the ALCS, you had Naylor and stuff. But you see these former Indians and Guardians playing meaningful baseball, you know, coming through. So it's kind of tough to watch, but I'm also happy for those guys. But
and your former front office is up there too.
Exactly. It's like Cleveland North up there.
Yeah.
But I also real quick, Andy, I just want to tell you my favorite part about this game 7 was that I think this was better than the one we lost. And I hope people will stop talking about it.
You know, I'll buy into that. You know what? You just made my day. You changed the way I think things. You're right. Yeah. I'm going to look at it that way from now on.
I don't want to see those 2016 highlights ever again. Forget that game 7. That was atrocious. This was the game 7 that we want to live on. But anyway, I really appreciate you talking baseball. It's great to talk baseball, and it's a shame it's over. But hey, how long till pitchers and catchers report? It's got to be coming up, right?
3 months.
All right, I'll be counting down the days.
All right, Chris. Here we go. Wouldn't that be about right?
Now you make me Google.
December, January, February, three and a half months. Three and a half. But guess what? You start signing free agents soon enough, you can be making trades, Andy.
Spring training countdown, 98 days, 12 hours, 7 minutes, 6 seconds.
Did you find a clock?
A spring training countdown clock, yes.
Oh, gosh. Andy's got a new toy.
98 days, 12 hours, 6 minutes, 55 seconds.
Three bats. How many of them are already here?
Oh, this place even has a gift shop. Who doesn't have a gift shop anymore now? Even springtrainingcountdown.com has a gift shop. Winter bad, baseball good. Baseball cures winter. Wake me up when it's baseball.
You know, the one thing about the three bats, I think the team's going to have to make some tough decisions about guys, whether they want them back, whether they don't want them back.
Okay.
Just
give me a couple guys that are hitting over 200 right now. I'll be happy.
For instance.
Don't make me think that they're going to use some kind of miracle to have to come back and try to win. Make it a little easier on yourself. Get some guys that can hit the ball out of the ballpark.
You bringing David Fry back? This is what I'm talking about. They love David Fry.
It's a meh.
Well, they love David. And David has, in his career, has had a great half of a season. You know? And he's going to turn 30 later this month. Do you bring David back? You know the answer.
Are you bringing it back? Yes or no?
I don't want David as my right-handed DH. I want a better bat. It pains me to say that. He's a career 235 hitter. I want a better bat than that. Remember, he made the All-Star team?
No argument.
He made the All-Star team. He had a great half of a season in his career. And, okay, he could be your super utility guy and can play catcher. Well, guess what? We have a lot of utility guys. We have too many utility guys. We need starters. We need guys who you put in the lineup, and 150 games later, they've hit about 25 home runs and driven in at least 80. That's what we need. I can't wait. We'll be talking baseball for months. Spring training, Andy. How long, Andy?
98 days, 12 hours, 4 minutes, 52, 51. Why don't I just sit here through the break? 49.
Why don't you? 48. Why don't you not?
47.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.